We're all going to face storms in our lives, and we've got to learn how to walk safely through them. In this From the Chapel segment, Pastor Jordan Yoshimine shares some biblical examples to show us how to go through trials and difficulties without losing our faith.
Somewhere in the last couple songs, the word anchor just started popping in my mind. And so I was thinking, okay, Lord, do you want me to talk about being anchored? And I was thinking about a boat and verses about anchors. And I was thinking of rooted, because rooted and anchor go together. But then this passage came to mind, and I think this is actually where God wanted me to plant my flag and share with you and just share this passage and then how I think it applies to us today. So it's in Luke 8. And it starts in verse 22. It says, "Now it happened on a certain day that they got into a boat with his, he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down upon the lake, and they were filling with water, and they were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, 'Master, Master, we are perishing.' Then they arose, and he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was calm. But he said to them, 'Where is your faith?' And they were afraid and marveled, and saying to one another, 'Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and waters, and they obey him.'" And I think just listening to some of what is going on here in the program with some of the students, looking at circumstances. Maybe you just got here today or yesterday, and you're looking at your circumstances, what got you here, and it's filling you with grief and sorrow. You're missing your family, you're missing your home. I mean, you're looking at your circumstances, and the Lord's saying to you tonight, look to me. And that word anchor, anchor yourself in me. Don't look at your circumstances. That's where the enemy wants you to look at circumstances. He wants you to get into your emotions, which will, just like the waves of the sea, will be tossed up, to and fro, right? But Jesus was sleeping. He was calm. We need to look to him and anchor ourselves in him. And Psalm 18 says, "I will love you, Lord, O my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and my horn of salvation, my stronghold. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So I shall be saved from my enemies." This is David writing, right? You know what David, how David lived his life? When he was anointed king for 13 years, he was on the run, fearing for his life. And this is what he says. "I'm going to trust in you." So he didn't look at his circumstances. He looked to Jesus, his, let's just say, rock, fortress, deliverer, strength, shield, horn of salvation, stronghold. Seven different words for strength. You can look to God. He is your anchor. He is your strength. He is your rock. He is your refuge. Don't look at your circumstances. That's where Satan wants you to live, in the temporal. Start setting your mind on things above. Looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen.
All right, that's it for this From the Chapel segment. God bless. We'll see you next time.